Let's follow up now on a story in Kansas where an abortion clinic has not reopened since the doctor who ran it was murdered. Dr. George Tiller was killed on May 31st in church. He was one of the few doctors in the country who performed late abortions. The Justice Department announced it's investigating the killing for possible federal crimes, but the future of the clinic remains uncertain, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
A well-known doctor who worked with Tiller, Leroy Carhart, in Nebraska, quickly reacted after the murder, saying he'd like the Wichita Clinic to begin seeing patients again.
My prayers are that it will. My hopes are that it will.
Tiller's family released a statement saying no final decision has been made about the long-term plans for the practice. Dr. Carhart, who's worked at Tiller's clinic for the past 4 years, says it's a tough time.
This is a job that we took, and we were well aware of the risks when we started, as was Dr. Tiller, and it's a service that's so needed that it's worth the risks.
There are few places for women to go if they're seeking abortions later in pregnancy. Carhart says there are perhaps 10 providers across the country, including a few hospitals that do not advertise their services. Pratima Gupta is an obstetrician gynecologist in California.
The concern and the response from the community is more about what happens to those patients. You know, Dr. Tiller had patients that were scheduled for Monday morning. What happened to those patients for the rest of the week, the rest of the month? Those patients are the ones who need us.
Late abortions are rare. The Guttmacher Institute says they amount to less than 1% of abortions performed in the U.S. Elizabeth Nash with Guttmacher says most states have restrictions on the procedures.
37 states have enacted laws that limit access to abortion after a certain point in gestation, usually around 24 weeks, which is at the end of the second trimester. And then they only allow abortions after that to save her life or if her physical health is endangered.
Many doctors do not perform late abortions. Most are not trained to do them. Others don't want to be trained. Doctors who do perform the procedures are often older, and they end up in the spotlight, like Tiller, facing extreme pressure from abortion protesters. Wichita has long been the flashpoint in the battle over abortion.
This is the nation's largest late-term abortion clinic.
Troy Newman and his Operation Rescue Group moved to Wichita 7 years ago. He says he uses legal methods to shut down clinics. He persuaded a former Kansas attorney general to file charges against Tiller for allegedly performing illegal abortions. Tiller was acquitted, but a state licensing board was still investigating him.
It's been tough on a lot of people that have worked tirelessly to see Mr. Tiller brought to justice the proper way. This isn't justice. This is vigilantism. This is a cowardly act.
Newman says 51-year-old Scott Roeder, who's charged with Tiller's murder, is not a member. He says Operation Rescue's senior policy advisor, Cheryl Sullinger, did speak with Roeder and many others about Tiller's recent trial.
And it looks as though he was one of those people that called our information line to ask what time court started. But other than that, in a posting on our website several years ago, virtually had no contact with this person.
Sullinger did plead guilty in the 1980s to conspiring to bomb a clinic in San Diego, but Newman says Sullinger renounced her actions. Flip Benham with Operation Save America has been protesting at clinics for decades, trying to shut down Tiller's clinic and others. Benham says it wasn't the protests, but the laws that took activists off the streets that led to the killing of doctors.
Once you silence that, once you get it off the street, what happens, you've placed a lid on a boiling pot. It's going to blow somewhere. And unfortunately, it has, you know, four times in this country.
Since 1993, four doctors have been killed, two at clinics, one at his home, and Dr. Tiller at his church. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.